always disappointed to lose. I did, you know, challenge the players again on, I mean, we take the lead 14-13, and then from then on, it's like watching, I don't know what, but drop ball, punt return, kickoff return, fumble the ball without anybody hitting us over on the 17-yard line when we had a chance to score and go for two and tie the game. Just, I saw some things that were good today. They were better. There was improvement along the lines. I was just surprised to look at the stats and see that we gave up 124 yards rushing, but I thought our physical play was better. I thought our execution was better on offense. I thought at times we had the no-huddle thing going pretty well. But again, points. The game is about points, somehow, some way. We get no turnovers. We get nothing today out of returns. And what we had, you know, kind of build on last week with punt returns, we didn't have. So, somehow, some way, we've got to find a way to minimize what the opportunities are for the other guy and add to ours. Didn't happen today. It didn't happen a week ago. So it'll be something that we're going to have to make a priority and see if we can't gel and get something done. Both teams this week had short weeks. Both teams played hard. You know, again, as I say, we talk about winning the fourth quarter. We take the lead 14-13, and from there it was a nightmare. So I'm hoping that we can learn something about that. I think that we practiced as well as we could have this week. We focused. We concentrated. I thought the guys were really into this. I thought that they were anxious to play. I know that with the festivities going on today that they were very much aware. We made them aware of the historical impact, not only of the 90 seasons of the New York Giants, but also paying our respects and honoring again those that died in 9/11, honoring Francis Scott Key and the national anthem. And then we did have Hall of Famer Frank Gifford at midfield for the coin toss. The players were all aware of that, very much aware of that. They were excited to play under these circumstances, and we're very disappointed that we didn't give our home fans a win. The fans were good. The crowd was into it. They responded on some of the third downs, I thought, very well. I think, again, another one of our problems, again, the second week in a row, the longer the yardage is on third down, the easier it is for the opponent to make it. I have no idea why that happens, but it does. You know, you look out there and it's 3rd and 11, and they make a conversion. They did that a number of times today again. So we have a lot of work to do. We did make a little bit of progress. Nobody wants to hear that. Everybody, all they want to hear about is whether you won or lost. We lost. There's no excuse for it. I did see a little bit better play.
Coach, given Weatherford's ankle, did you get the kind of punch, the height?
No, of course not. Of course not. And it wasn't his fault. You know, it had to do, of course, with pushing off of that bottom foot. We were very confident. We listened to the doctors. We listened to Steve through the course of the week. And then after a couple punts, it looked like he had some issues. And obviously, when you don't get the hang time you want, although we did have a man right there to make the tackle, he bounced off. You can't punt the ball down the middle of the field for short distances and no hang time. The ball's going back right back at you, and it did today. Hey, what else do you do? You work your ass. You work as hard as you can. You bear down. You run around like a crazy man. You get your coaches to apply themselves even harder. You get the players to apply themselves harder. And you know what? I look out there and some of, you know, hey, they're men. We're all men. Stop feeling sorry for ourselves. We had an opportunity. We let it slip. No one to blame but ourselves. No, throughout the week. Game's over. We're challenging to accomplish what we didn't do well, to improve so that maybe we can see a better ending to next week's game.
Tom, a couple of days ago, Victor was suggesting more targets. He had a couple drops there today at the end. How much did that hurt you?
What I referred to. I mean, he's an outstanding football player. The ball came his way. He made some outstanding catches. Unfortunately, when we needed that third down before the punt, we didn't get the catch. And the other one right at the end, right in front of the bench, that was right on his fingertips, probably a little bit long. But every time, you know, when you're not really accomplishing a whole lot, every play is a critical play. And that's the only way that I can look at it.
Tom, what's the deal with John Beeson?
He has to be x-rayed, MRI'd again, the toe. I have no idea. I don't know that it's been, the results are there yet. So I don't know.
By toe, is it the same sort of problem that we're talking about from before, the original?
I would think so, although no one's told me that.
And Thurman?
Thurman looked like something with the bicep.
Do you feel like these? I mean, it was like back to back to back, the bad plays, the drop, the punt return. Do you feel like they go together and then they kind of snowballs on you, or are they all completely separate?
I know one of the issues that we brought up last week is when you do have an adverse circumstance, you got to fight your way out of it. And today again, you know, we've been fine if we scored. But to see the ball come out on something like that, I mean, a non-contact deal, I don't know. I don't know how you explain it.